Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Get to an NFL Blitz.
Hey. Welcome to the NFL.
With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
All right, well, we made a big deal out of it. I think everybody made a big deal out of it. He's not making a big deal out of it. And I'm talking about Dak Prescott, who says the whole boot thing is literally absolutely nothing. Mike, he says, look, I'm getting older. These are his words, okay? He says, I got to watch out how I train, and sometimes I train a little extra hard. And, you know, we were going on a fishing trip down there in Mexico, so I want to make sure that I had stability on my ankle, you know. But there's nothing wrong. I mean, honestly, that's all. Nothing's happening. He said he had a couple of hard days of training, and he was a little sore. So this was the precaution that he took to make sure that nothing happened. Are you believing this? Are you buying this from Dak Prescott?
I mean, it's when you have had that issue, the issues, you know, the agony of defeat.
Yeah.
And somebody sees you walking around like what, Chester from Gunsmoke? Marshall Dillon. You know, I would say there's something to see there. You know, now we had something on a much different scale with Bijan when he wasn't able to compete in the mini camp, but you know, we were told. Presumably, truthfully, that he was just probably overtrained a little bit this summer because he's this spring he's working his butt off. But in the case of Dak, you know, you're about to be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. You know what's going on here.
Yeah. He was speaking from his annual football camp in Texas. So he was back, obviously, from Cabo. But that happened, I guess, a couple of weeks ago when that picture was taken and then it got out. So anyways, he says, honestly, that's the deal. There's nothing to see. Nothing to see here. Mm-hmm. So there's literally absolutely nothing wrong. Okay, we'll take him for his word. Meanwhile, Carson Wentz, guys, is embracing his role as Patrick Mahomes' backup. Think about this. Just a few short years ago, Mike, we were talking about Carson Wentz. The Eagles gave him a big deal, and then he was done. And he went from potential MVP candidate to starter to backup to now backup. And he's saying, yeah, listen, I'm embracing this. I'm coming here with the Chiefs. I know my role. And he is. He says, I'm still trying to find my place. But at the end of the day, Carson Wentz, Mike, I think he's not looked at as a starter around the league anymore.
You know what he is? Damaged goods.
Yes.
Yeah, you just look at him as a guy that, oh, Carson Wentz signed a contract to wear a baseball hat and be the emergency. You don't see it in him. It's amazing, though, because if he doesn't break his leg or have that injury, does things go differently?
Maybe.
Because he was on pace for an MVP season when he got hurt in the L.A. Coliseum, and then they were able to go win it with Foles and the Philly special and all that. And then remember the chinks in the armor started with a lot of people in that locker room. Because, you know, Philly, the media, here in Atlanta, the media might hear something, not going to run with it. In Philly, they're running with everything. And the story was he just wasn't liked in that locker room.
Yeah. He's not a leader. And that's not me saying that. That's what I've heard. Mm-hmm. And then he went to Indianapolis, and then that's what you saw. He didn't lead there. And, Mike, a coach put his job on the line to bring him there. So That's what Carson Wentz is doing. By the way, if you're wondering, that means he'll be here when the Chiefs come in. And we did a preview yesterday with our Chiefs guy. But Carson Wentz is backing up Mahomes in Kansas City. Hey, what about Max Crosby, Mike? Because he says if he can be fully healthy, he believes that the Raiders can be competitive.
What?
Now, listen.
What? With Minshew at quarterback?
You still need a quarterback.
Get out of here.
You still. I don't care if he has 25 sacks. It doesn't matter. Their offense is abysmal. When I'm looking at the Raiders right now, and again, Davante Adams and who? Josh Jacobs is gone. Who?
Yeah, Josh Jacobs is in Green Bay. You're right.
Who?
Yeah, man. It's by the way, Davante Adams to Josh Jacobs. You hold it down in Green Bay. I'll hold it down here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think Davante, that's a dude we keep waiting to see them trade and just go back to basics on this. You know, they ran the dice, rolled the dice, I should say, with Gruden, and that thing didn't work out. Mayock pulled some really bad, bad picks. Now, you know, they held on to a – they probably should have held on to – who's the interim coach that took over? That was probably a nice play. Remember a couple of years – Bisaccia. Remember a couple of years back?
Yeah, he should have got the job.
That seemed to be the guy that probably was the right fit. But look, I like what they've got now, and hopefully it does work. But, yeah, you just look at the Raiders. You just don't – you don't envision them hoisting the Lombardi Trophy anytime soon, do you?
No, Max Crosby is one of the best edge rushers in the league. He started his offseason program, by the way, January 22nd. Dude is a beast. But he just talked about, like, hey, if we can be healthy – Raiders defense is going to be decent. Like, guys, we don't forget, like, they went into Kansas City, handled business at the end of the season last year.
Antonio Pierce, they looked like such a badass team. This is kind of how he won over that job. Crosby, we talked about it earlier this week. He did that big pass rush summit that all those guys like Von Miller and everyone else gets in on. So he's always improving his craft. But Gardner Minshew is going to pop for a little bit. You're not going to win anything with him, especially in that division. I'm really excited to see what the Chargers do with Harbaugh. You know what Herbert's going to look like. But yeah, if you're and don't forget Denver. I guess if who do you put Denver over the Raiders just because of Sean Payton?
I got to see who the quarterback is. Like again, he's got three guys, and I don't know who the leader in the clubhouse is right now.
You could argue Antonio Pierce will have them tough enough, you know, and kind of and physically. Who just went from Duke to Texas A&M? That's the kind of like business model they got, and so it's going to be consistent, but it's going to be enough to get you into the playoffs. That's the question.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we talked about Cameron Sutton suspended for the first 8 games. It's big for us because that means we won't see him that first week of the season. Cornerback for the Steelers. He was there, left, and then came back. They signed him to a minimal deal, Mike, but basically it was a domestic violence arrest. NFL did an investigation, and then they suspended Cam Stewart.
And there was more,
than
more than just smoke to take that kind of heat, right, that kind of penalty on him. So, again, you got to make better decisions, man. Speaking of better decisions, interesting, the legal fight about Brett Favre going after Shannon Sharpe apparently is back on track.
Okay.
Now, for those who don't remember, there was that story about Brett Favre using pressure to get money spent that was supposed to be earmarked, at least reportedly earmarked, for underprivileged folks in Mississippi to go to building a volleyball stadium at Southern Miss.
That's right.
If I remember correctly.
That's right.
Well, there was a story, and at the time, Shannon Sharpe basically said he took, I'm not allowed to do the Shannon Sharpe impression, you can, stole money from people that really needed that money, and that would be someone who would have to be a sorry person to steal from the lowest of the low.
Yeah. But didn't look good. I mean, Favre, right. That was a bad look for him, man.
Now, the lower court, when Brett tried to go after Sharpe, I love this. This is the funniest line I'm going to hear all day. I'm going to read all day. The lower court dismissed Brett's case, reasoning that Sharpe's comments were protected by First Amendment as, quote, rhetorical hyperbole, which some would say is everything that's on Fox and ESPN these days. That could be a great name for a podcast, rhetorical hyperbole.
Yeah.
But now the legal question is, somebody else, could a reasonable listener interpret Sharpe's comments as indicating that Brett Favre actually stole money from Mississippi residents? I think most people get it. He was speaking sort of euphemistically.
He was. And I also think, you know, when that story came out, it was just like, Brett Favre, you're from there. You're going to tell me you just couldn't come out and say, hey, we're trying to raise money and do this the right way?
And just take more of your own nest egg and stick it. If your daughter's got to play in a palace to play volleyball, then just you pass the hat. I'm exactly right on that one. Yeah. Hey, we just mentioned the Raiders. Just saw the story just popped up on Pro Football Talk. It is kind of cool. We've got some neat minority owners, and minority owners happen to be minorities, like Warwick Dunn with the Falcons and others. Richard Seymour joins forces with Tom Brady. He's got a piece of the Raiders ownership. The former Georgia Bulldog, one of the best to ever dress out on defensive line, now has a piece as a minority partner with the Raiders.
That's what's up. I'd love to see more guys do that.
Right.
Not everybody can, nor do they want to, but I'd love to see more guys.
And
do
by the way, it's not just like, you know, a figurehead or just, you know, like, you know, it's actually, according to Pro Football Talk, if you add up Brady and Seymour's percentage, they own 10% of the team.
That's great. Seriously. And then that ultimately leads to an opportunity down the road, Mike, to potentially own one of these teams. A lot of these owners now were, you know, Tepper was like that. I mean, he was a minority owner and then got an opportunity to buy the Panthers. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. NFL Blitz brought to you again by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. And again, this hour is brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
Hey, man, we all know that Sergeant Slogan Dan Quinn likes doing hard with really good people. Well, apparently the Commanders will be sporting gold breeches at times this year, Carl.
Mm.
Yeah, they announced today that they're bringing back gold pants into their unis. They last wore them in Week 17 of 2018. That's before they switched over to the Commanders. Remember, they went through all that, they were the Washington football team.
The name
and
changes,
all that.
Yeah.
Anyway, they apparently wore gold pants through 78. I don't remember that, but apparently they're bringing back some stuff. You're going to see some wacky uniforms. The Giants are bringing back stuff from, like, the Great Depression. They're going to be their throwbacks.
I don't like those.
Yeah, a lot of people said they should have stayed in the Great Depression because they just looked god-awful, but we shall see if people actually order these things and start wearing them.
Yeah, I don't like some of those throwbacks are not good. They just don't look good. But I get it. You're trying to, bridge the gap between the past and the present and do all those things. It's fine. I wish we, and I'm talking about Falcon fans, we talk about those red helmets. I wish we used those more. I just
think the red helmets with our black uniforms, with the white pants, with the stripe, to me, the white pants just pop. It's clean. I think everybody loves those old red lids. Now maybe it's because I got here in 98, so I was here for that Super Bowl run. I've always liked the silver britches, the Dirty Bird era, you know, the Big Chuck Smith, you know, Chris Chandler, Jamal Anderson.
Team had attitude, man.
Yeah, I like those, man. And that's back when the shoulder pads are big.
Yeah.
But
And the neck braces.
It's true, man. Chandler coming off the field looking through his ear hole, his hair would all be askew. But anyway, yeah, I'm with you. The other one that it's funny, I mentioned this to you a few weeks ago in Guy Talk. Whenever they do a poll amongst their fans, it's like 2-1, or some cases 70% of the fans. The Dolphins fans all want the old.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Old uniforms back. Yeah. Like the old Happy Dolphin on the Sunburst logo, not what they have today, which nobody seems to dig.
Yeah. Change is good, but it's not always the right thing. Like, it's not always the best thing. And so, especially when you're talking about tradition and uniforms and whatnot.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.